Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Wednesday, October the 10th, and this is The Daily. Nintendo just released three NES games to Nintendo Switch Online: Solomon's Key, Super Dodgeball, and NES Open Tournament Golf. Also, the next time you try The Legend of Zelda, you may notice that special save data was added. With this, you can choose to start the game with maximum rupees, keys, and bombs. You'll also have the white sword, magic shield, blue ring, and the power bracelet. Looks like they'll be putting these little fun additions in randomly. Next month's releases will be Metroid, Mighty Bomb Jack, and Twin Bee. The Media Create video game rankings are out in Japan. Super Mario Party jumps to the top of the software charts with over 142,000 copies sold in the past week. Mega Man 11 was at number 4, selling over 14,000 copies. And The Usual Zelda, Mario Kart 8, Splatoon 2, and Super Mario Odyssey are still hanging on in the top 20. The Switch, as usual, dominates the hardware charts with over 45,000 units sold this past week, almost twice as many as all the other consoles combined. When it comes to the console market, all eyes are on the Switch as the holiday season approaches. Japanese clothing retailer Uniqlo holds an annual t-shirt design contest called the Uniqlo T-Shirt Grand Prix. The theme was Nintendo in 2017, in which many shirt designs were sold through the retailer back in May of 2017. It was just announced that Pokemon would be the theme for 2019. Multiple winners will be chosen, and prizes include invitations to the Pokemon World Championships in Tokyo and up to $10,000. Submissions for the contest will be accepted between October 23rd and December 2nd at uniqlo.com/utgp/2019. Ever since the Switch, it seems like indie games are pouring on the console like never before. That may have been due to some recent changes with how Nintendo handles indies. In an interview with Twinfinite.net, Luke Bernard of the dev studio Arcade Distillery stated that Nintendo Switch has been the easiest to work with. Quote, "They're fast with emails, easy to get a hold of with developers. Nintendo has done a complete 180. They're pretty much how Sony was years ago." Unquote. I'm glad to hear that Nintendo has been easier to work with, as it looks like the Switch is starting to take over as the go-to for indie games. And that's all for today. Quick shout out to Dwayne Edmond and Codeine Chris for favoriting the podcast on the Anchor app. I appreciate it. Huge shout out to my main man, Abe Martinez, for continuing to be an official supporter with a $5 donation. He's been around since I started this podcast and has definitely been my top supporter. Thank you so much, Abe. With that, if you'd like to be an official supporter, go to anchor.fm/Nintendo Seconds and click Support This Podcast. A small donation will get you access to the Nintendo Seconds Discord, and every cent will be used toward the creation of this podcast. If you have any feedback, feel free to leave me a voice message on the Anchor app or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.